اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل
فرجه.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان. وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن. وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us again. Okay, let's continue, inshallah, our discussions on how to stop at the end of the words or at the end of the verses. Alhamdulillah, we finished. We said one of the rules that whenever a word ends in Tanween Fatha, you see an Alif after that Tanween Fatha. That means that you got to change this Tanween Fatha to an Alif Mad. Okay, for example, Hisaban changes to
Hisaba,
Turaban, Turaba, Wahajan,
Wahaja.
There are many examples in Surah An-Naba. You can refer to Surah An-Naba and take a look and practice. Okay, so the next rule was about Ta Marbuta. Ta Marbuta is the letter Ha. Ha. Okay, Hamza, Waw, Ha. Yeah, that one. Okay, not Ha, Jim Ha, not this one. Ha. So it has sometimes like two dots on the top. We said that whenever you see Ta Marbuta, a word ending in Ta Marbuta, you want to stop there. It, or for example, it occurs at the end of an ayah. What should you do? Two changes are there, yes? One
yes.
Change. To the letter, the next one to the harakat.
Yes.
The letter itself, the Ta Marbuta will be changed to?
Ha.
Ha. It will be pronounced as Ha. Ha.
Yes.
Okay? But the harakat it has, whatever the harakat is, for what? Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, right? Or Tanween Fatha, Tanween Kasra,
Tanween
Dhamma. So whatever harakat it has, change it to Sukun. If it has Sukun, what should we do?
Nothing.
Sukun will be Sukun. We are trying to change things to Sukun. If it is Sukun, Alhamdulillah, better.
Leave it.
Yeah. Better, yes? So two changes, one to the letter will be changed to Ha, and the harakat will be changed to Sukun.
Yes.
That's it. Surah An-Nazaat, we are going to practice some examples. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Let's go to Surah An-Nazaat. Let's recite from the first ayah, then we'll get to the next ayahs having Ta Marbuta, alright? Okay. Do you have Surah An-Nazaat?
Yes.
Okay. It is on page 583, chapter 30, or juz 30 of the Quran Kareem.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنازعات غرقا.
والنازعات غرقا.
والناشطات نشطا.
والناشطات نشطا.
So, take a look. Tanween Fatha at the end. Gharqan, Nashtan. They will be changed to Alif Mad. Nashta, Gharqa.
Wassabihati Sabha.
Wassabihati Sabha.
Fassabiqati Sabqa.
فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا
فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا
فالمدبرات أمرا.
Okay, so we said if you are going to join a word having tanwin fatha to a word, to the next word, you have to pronounce it as tanwin fatha.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If instead of tanwin fatha, we just have a fatha, then it's the same rule?
No. It will be changed to sukun. The same as tamar, but we'll say, okay, we'll come to that. Words having fatha, the next rule, okay? The third rule is this. The words having fatha, kasra, dhamma will be changed to
sukun.
Okay, that's the next rule. So, we said, if you join a word having tanwin fatha, for example, fassabiqati sabqa, you want to join it to the next ayah. So, tanwin will be as tanwin. You change it to alif mad in case you stop. Otherwise, you have to pronounce it as tanwin. Okay. Now, ta marbuta is the same, Hussein Ruhullah. Okay? So whenever you stop, in case you stop, change it to ha, the harakat to sukun. But in case you join it to the next word, you pronounce it, so it has to be ta, it has to be with the harakat it has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes. If it has tanwin, of course tanwin. Fatha, tun, kasra, tin. Sorry, yes. Fatha, tan, kasra, tin, dhamma, tun. Or, for example, fatha kasra, if it has ta, tu, ti.
Yes.
So it has to be the same, okay? It is just in case you stop, you change the ha and ta to ha and haraka to sukun. Let's take a look at the next ayah.
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ
يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ.
While it is rajifatu. Stop here. Ta to ha. Dhamma to sukun.
تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
أحسن. قلوب يومئذ واجفة will be changed to واجفة. That's it.
أبصارها خاشعة
أبصارها خاشعة.
أحسن. Again, خاشعة تنوين will be changed to سكون.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة
أإذا كنا عظاما نخرة
أإذا كنا عظاما نخرة.
أحسن. عظاما نخرة. It is تنوين فتحة, right?
Yes.
If it was any other letter, you would have changed it to
سكون.
Any other letter. It was not like تنوين تامر بوتا. If it was like با with تنوين فتحة.
Uh-huh.
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Alif mad. But it is tamar buta, you will not change it to alif mad. You will change it to
sukun.
Yes.
A tanwin will be changed to sukun.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
هذا القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
أحسن. كرة. Look, because we are joining it to the next word, we pronounce the ta marbuta, okay?
Yes.
But خاسرة will be changed to ha and sukun. Okay, now let's go to the next rule. Let's go to the next rule. The next rule tells you that whenever you have fawad, you ask this question. What if we have fatha? What if we have dhamma? What if we have kasra? So remember that words ending with any harakat, with any harakat. Tell me the harakat.
Fatha,
Kasra, Dhamma.
Okay, these three harakat. And Tanween, Kasra. Tanween,
Fatha.
Dhamma, not Fatha.
Ash.
Okay? Words ending in any harakat. Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. Any Tanween, not Tanween, Fatha. Tanween, Kasra, Tanween, Dhamma. So how many? Five. Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. Tanween, Kasra, Tanween,
Dhamma.
Dhamma. These five. So if a word ends in any of them, you want to stop there at that word, you change this harakat and these two tanween to?
Alif.
To?
Alif mat.
Sukun.
Alif bata, which one?
Alif.
Alif mat.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. To sukun.
As for what? Harakat.
I see.
The harakat will be changed to?
Sukun.
To sukun, okay. So you change these five to sukun. Any letter having this. Ta marbuta? No Super. Problem. Alif? No problem. Ba? No problem. Ta? No problem. So whatever letter it is, okay?
Yes.
From alif to ya, whatever letter, you change it to? Sukun.
Sukun. Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So, now let's go. Go to Ayah 33 of Surah. Nazat, the next page, 33.
Yes.
Okay. Are you on 33?
Yes.
Mata'an lakum wa li'an mikum. Does it have a sukun?
Yes.
Easy. So if it has a sukun, no problem. Okay?
No
if it
change.
Has a sukun,
so no changes.
No changes because it already has a sukun. Okay. Go to Surah Abbas, the next surah. Surah Abbas, Abasa wa Tawalla. So, go to Ayah 18.
Yes.
Min ayyi shay'in. Min ayyi shay'in.
Khalaqahu.
The Ayah ends in which letter?
Ha.
Ha. So, it's not Tamar Buta, yes?
Yes.
So, what is the harakat for one?
Dhamma.
Dhamma. So, the harakat will be changed to?
Wow.
Sa sukun.
The harakat will be changed to
sukun.
Sukun. And what about the letter ha? It will be changed to
alif mad.
Huh? Yeah. Ha. Will be changed to
alif mad.
Nothing.
Yes. How?
The letter will not be changed. Only the harakat will be changed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If it is ta marbuta, yes, ta marbuta will be changed to ha.
Ha.
Ha will not be changed to ta marbuta. Only ta marbuta will be changed to.
Ha.
Ha, that's it. Nothing else. Okay, for what? Okay, remember this. Okay. Min ayyi shay'in khalaqah. Easy. Dhamma will be changed to sukun. Ha will be?
Remain the same.
Will stay the same.
Easy.
Next ayah. Min nutfatin khalaqahu faqad?
Darah.
Hussein Ruhullah, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next ayah. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ
يَسَّرَ
يَسَّرَ. Great. All this ayah end in ha or tanween fatha or whatever. So, just remember this, okay? Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions, in the coming different Quranic sessions. Stay with us. Thank you so much for being with us also in this session. وَالْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. But before we end, let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio. And also Sevier International School, Schools Network, and also students of Sevier International School. And also me, Habibullah Fasizad. So, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajjil fajam.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان.